Eventually, however, the rough edges returned. Because most of his colleagues were used to it by then and had learned to cope, what upset them most was when his ire turned on strangers. Once we went to a Whole Foods market to get a smoothie, Ive recalled, and this older woman was making it, and he really got on her about how she was doing it. Then later, he sympathized. She's an older woman and doesn't want to be doing this job. He didn't connect the two. He was being a purist in both cases. On a trip to London with Jobs, I've had the thankless task of choosing the hotel. He picked the Hempel, a tranquil five-star boutique hotel with a sophisticated minimalism that he thought Jobs would love. But as soon as they checked in, he braced himself, and sure enough, his phone rang a minute later. "I hate my room," Jobs declared. "It's a piece of shit. Let's go." So Ive gathered his luggage and went to the front desk, where Jobs bluntly told the shocked clerk what he thought. Ive realized that most people, himself among them, tend not to be direct when they feel something is shoddy because they want to be liked, which is actually a vain trait. That was an overly kind explanation. In any case, it was not a trait Jobs had.